I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, we recap the Central College baseball team's doubleheader on Saturday against Nebraska Wesleyan, heard live on 92.1 KRLS. The Dutch baseball team split with the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves in an American Rivers Conference doubleheader, heard live on 92.1 KRLS. Central dropped game one of the doubleheader 10-7. Matt Steinlatte got the start on the mound, going five innings, giving up five hits and two earned runs. The Dutch just trailed 4-3 heading into the sixth inning, but gave up five runs in the sixth frame as the Prairie Wolves put the game out of reach. Steinlatte had a good day at the plate in game one, going 3-for-5. In game two, the Dutch picked up the 7-6 win. Starting pitcher Mark Kenny picked up the win after throwing 7 2/3 inning, giving up 11 hits and 4 earned runs. Going into the fifth inning, the game was knotted 4-4, but the Dutch were able to break the game open with a 3-run home run from Chance Dreyer. The Prairie Wolves scored 1 in the 6th and 2 in the 8th after Central scored 1 more in the 6th, but the Dutch were able to pull out the win after Turner Williams recorded some key outs to pick up the save. The Central baseball team moves to 15-17 on the season and 6-12 in conference play. The Dutch will be back in action on Friday at home for the start of a 3-game series against Simpson. After Saturday's doubleheader, we caught up with Central head baseball coach Adam Carey. Now joined by Central head baseball coach Adam Carey. Coach, you know, you guys splitting today in that American Rivers Conference doubleheader against Nebraska Wesleyan. Can you kind of walk me through how you feel today's games went?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at game one, I can't knock the fight of our guys. You know, we put up three in the ninth inning, and in the way that we kept putting at-bats together. Now, what we didn't do throughout that game was play clean defense. We needed to get ahead more. We gave them too many free bases, and they took advantage of it. They're really good offense, Nebraska Wesleyan is, and a lot of credit to them. And on the other side of the coin, our team needs to do better defensively. We need to play cleaner defense.
You know, you look at the pitching performance there by Mark Kenny. He kind of went a lot of innings there in game two. Can I talk about what he brought to you guys in game two?
Yeah, Mark's a guy that I guess I didn't touch on game two with my overview there. Game two with Mark, the way that he competed, the way that he competes every time he goes out there, he's a guy that refuses to give up the ball. And he filled up the zone really well throughout the day, pitched around some traffic. We got three double plays when he was pitching. We got one when Turner was pitching at the end there. So four double plays on the day around not necessarily clean defense. So we picked ourselves up really well. And the way that Mark competes and the way he works and fills up the zone, it always gives us a chance to win. I'm glad we could do that in game three.
Coach, you know, not able, obviously, of course, to get the series win, but is it a good feeling to be able to get at least game three of the series win and pick up at least one there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is. You know, you want to get two of three in the series, especially when you play three close games. You got to find a way to get two wins there. But at the same time, stealing game three, the way that we played well in the box, put good at-bats together, and Mark gave us a shot on the mound, and Turner gave us a shot on the mound. So it's one of those deals where we got to take what we've learned and run with it and utilize what we learned this weekend throughout the week this week so we can go take it to Simpson.
Can you kind of talk about how you feel overall the plate approaches were today for your team? It seemed like there wasn't a lot of wasted at-bats, and you guys were, you know, they had a plan when they stepped into the batter's box.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, game one today, it was tough to crack their starter. Those first couple innings, our at-bats weren't necessarily great, but we kept problem-solving and found a way to get to him. And then once we got to their bullpen, I thought we put good at-bats together. The ball just didn't necessarily fall when we needed it to. And then you look at game two today, the at-bats up and down the lineup were great. We strung a lot of good at-bats together. We took our walks and took advantage of it when we had traffic on the bases, getting the ball into the outfield and scoring some runs.
Coach, you know, hard to believe, but you guys only have two series left for this regular season before you head into the American Rivers Conference Tournament. You know, how do you approach kind of these last two series between Simpson and then both of them at home and then Loras after that?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the Simpson series, the only thing that matters right now is that Simpson series. You know, we got to take every day one day at a time. And the fact that we're playing at home, we love playing at home. So we have to attack that series, and we've got to trust what we do, trust our process, and take what we learned this week and utilize it next week.
Is there anything that you strategize differently when you don't have that middle of the week competition like this week where you're just going from one weekend series to the next?
Absolutely. The biggest thing is the pitching. So we could utilize Briar Wiley today instead of saving him and starting him on a Tuesday. We could use Braden Sawyer out of the bullpen today. Those two that are usually our Tuesday type of guys, we could utilize out of the pen on the weekends. And that's something that I look at as a huge advantage on our end.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming up and visiting with me, and, you know, congrats on a good weekend of baseball, and, you know, best of luck against Simpson next weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Clayton.
Once again, that was a recap of the Central College baseball team's doubleheader on Saturday against Nebraska Wesleyan at home, heard live on 92.1 KRLS. For KNIA KRLS Sports on today's Lately Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.